Vayter and Chasser and Daf Kuf Yud Ches, picking it up by the Mishnah in the middle of the page. Ha'isha she'alcha hi ubay limdiziyam. A woman, she and her husband, they go on a trip. Ubav amram beishvay. She comes and says, my husband died. Tinasa v'titu k'subah, so she can get married and she can take her k'subah. V'tzarasa asura, but the tzara is going to be aser because you can't rely on that. Ha'isa bas yisrael ha'koin tocha b'truma. If the tzara was a bas yisrael and she was married to a kohen, then she's so much so not part of that testimony. She's not allowed to be married, and she's allowed to keep eating truma. Rabbi Tarfon, Azayin Gizak, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Zu Derech Motziasa Midea Veira. He comes and he argues and he says that, nah, it doesn't work like that. This is not how we get her out of the matzav. It's not going to be like we don't believe the guy at all. We do semi-believe, the woman. We do semi-believe. In other words, we believe enough to say that she can't have truma. Maybe she can't get remarried, but she's certainly not allowed to have truma. So, ein zu derech mitziyosa motziyasa midei avera. Atzde asu linasev asu melech v'truma. It's going to end up both of the things. She can't get married and she can't eat truma in this quasi-zone. Amar meis, let's say, she says, meis ba'ili v'achakach meis chamei. Let's say this woman goes again, she goes on a trip with her husband and her father-in-law. She comes back and she says, my husband died, and then my father-in-law died. Tinasa v'titu k'suba. So she can go and she can get married, she can take k'suba. V'chamosa asura, and her mother-in-law is going to be aser, though, ha'isa bas yisrael, l'koin tocha b'truma. But if the mother-in-law is bas yisrael to a koin, she can eat truma. Again, Rabbi Tarfon is splitting it. Divri Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva Omer says, ein zu derech motziyasa midei avera. This is not going to take right out of an avera. She's not allowed to get married, and she's also not allowed to have truma. Says the Gemara, Utsricha. We need to bring both of these machloks in between Ritafra and Bikiva. Because if we only would have brought the case with the Tzara, then we would say, Bahaka, my Rabbi Tarfon, Mishim, the Tzara Gufa. Over there, Rabbi Tarfon would say that we ignore the Eidus of the first wife. In regard to the second wife, right? Because she hates her so much, and it's Mishum Tzara Degufa, because when you have tzaras, two wives, wife one and wife two, each one hate the other because it affects their actual body. They're not able to have tashmish with their husband because the other one's taking him. Therefore, such a hatred would now cause it to be that she would try to mess her up, therefore we ignore it. Avachamosa, when it comes to the mother-in-law, the tzara mili da'alma, when the tzara is only words, Rabbi Akiva, maybe we'd say Rabbi Tarfon would be maskim to Rabbi Akiva. And that you can't ignore the testimony, and you have to a little bit listen to it, and therefore now I have truma. Vietmar Bahan, if it would have only said about the case of the mother-in-law, then we'd say Baha Kama Rabbi Akiva. Only there did Rabbi Akiva say that we're going to go and say that she's going to be also getting married and also to have truma. Why? Because the hatred isn't so much, and therefore maybe we should believe her a little bit. Aval b'hach, but in the case that we're talking about when it comes to the tzaras, ema modeli Rabbi Tarfon, maybe even Rabbi Kiva would be masking to Rabbi Tarfon in such a case that she's allowed to keep eating truma tzricha. Therefore, it is needed. We have to say both cases. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel halacha, what's halacha? Rabbi Tarfon goes into Rabbi Tarfon, essentially that we totally disregard, and that if wife number one says that he died, and wife number two is not allowed to get remarried, we have to imagine he's still alive, and is allowed to keep eating truma. And the same thing that goes with the mother-in-law shtickle. Amar Abay Afan Namitani, we also have a Mishnah which comes and backs this up. Nitan li bein b'medina sayam. Let's say you have Rashi spells out the case. Is that there's a woman who goes with her husband, you know, overseas, and when she leaves, mikan lo hayola ben, she didn't have any child. But omed is b'chetzkas yibam, and she has to go into yibam if her husband ends up dies. And what happens? She comes back and she says, nitan li ben, I'm reading Rashi, nitan li ben b'medina siyam, I had a son, umeis bini, my son died, v'chakech meis b'ayli, then my husband died. So now she has to fall into yibam. Delo mafka nafka mechazka kamaisa, shadai nitzricha, she didn't have to take herself out of the original chazaka. We believe him. You say you're allowed to go get married. Do yibam. Nidin liben b'medina sayam. Meis bini v'chakach ba'eli. Nemenes, we believe her. Ba'eli v'chakach bini. But if she says that my husband died and then my son died, in which case now she should be mutter to go on to marry outside. She doesn't have to be part of this anymore because no yibam because she had a son at the time of the death. Enu nemenes. Then in such a case, we do not believe her. Rashi says enu nemenes li nasa l'shuk v'lo chalitza. She had to chalitza. D'chi hemnua rabbanan li'isha. The daiku mitzvah, because she's very careful to check it out. In order to remove herself from yibam, lo emnuna dezimnin desanyule. We don't believe her because sometimes maybe she hates the guy. But we are choshesh for her words that maybe she is telling the emes. And therefore, you have to do chalitz and you're not allowed to do yibam. L'dvarehu d'choshen. What does that tell you? That only to her words are we choshen. Ha l'dvarei tzara ain choshen. The words of a tzara were not choshesh. And that's like Rabbi Tarfon said. Shema mina, the lacha goes like Rabbi Tarfon. Beep, turn the page. Kuf yud chesem abeis. Next Mishnah. Kiddush achas b'chamesh nashim. Let's say you have a person who goes and does kiddushin to one out of five different women, and he doesn't know which one. V'nei odei ezo kiddush. He's not sure which one was that mekadosh again. Kol achas amer so see kiddush. Each one of them say, "You married me." So what does the guy do now? Oy vavoy. No sin get the kol achas v'achas. He gives get to each one of them. U'mineach suba v'neim u'mistalik. And he puts a suba between them, and he leaves. It's not like a little cat fight there. It's give it the bees and they have to try to work out what to do with it. Point is, he knows that he is chayiv, so he does that. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon is like a zuk Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Inzu Derech Motzi Midei Avera. Sorry, Charlie, the guy's not out by doing this. Ad sheitin get to ksuba the kol achas v'achas. He says, give it a get and ksuba to each and every one of them. Next case, Gazal Echad Nechamisha. If someone stole something from one of the five people, and you're damn, he's a gazal. You know who he stole from. Kol Echad V'achad, Kol Echad Omer, Osi Gazal, you stole from me. He puts a gazer in front of them and he leaves. The Rabbi Tarfon, like we said before, Rabbi Kiva Omer, and you didn't come out to see you didn't take yourself out of the air from that. Achi Yishalma, Kol Achav Yachad. You have to go and you got to pay each and every one of them. Zakta Gemara. Kiddush Katani, Ba'al Lo Katani. When the Mishnah uses example, a guy gets engaged to one girl, he doesn't know which one it is. I mean, Machlokas, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva, about what do we do over here? We're talking about the case when it was Kiddush. He was just engaged to them and he marries them through Kiddushin. But it doesn't talk about the case of what happens when they actually end up having bia, if he has bia. Rashi explains that Gemar Kiddush Katani Dika Lemeimer Hossam Hu Dekamer Rabbi Tarfon Deminicha Binam. That's what Rabbi Tarfon would say. He just put the money between them and then let them work it out. Lo Samaisa of a baal lo katani the lifleg Rabbi Tarfon. Once Rabbi Tarfon argues, the kiven da asa ba maisa vegina osa. In such case, you'd have to go and give to every single one of them, even Rabbi Tarfon would say. Gazal Katani, when it came to the Gazela, though, what does it say? Gazal Katani. And Lakach Lo Katani, it doesn't say anything about taking. In other words, like as a Mekach Menkach, he didn't discuss the case he bought from somebody, but rather what he's doing, he actually stole from some person. Mani Masnisin, who is our Mishnah like? As he says, when he says Gazal Katani, he says the whole of Isura Avad, since he did an Isra by stealing, therefore Kanesle Vikir is Konesim, he gives him a Kinas of a Lakach Mekach, if he had been a sale, Mechamisha, from one of five people, and your day Izu Lokatani, the Lakis of Kiva, wouldn't say that Rikiva would give a Kinas in such a circumstance. Now, the Gemara wants to know, Mani Masisan, who is our Mishnah? Lotanakama, Velor Bishimon Ben Elazar. As we shall see right now, D'tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar comes and he says, Lo nechelku Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Kiva, al shekiddush achas mechamish nashim ve'eni odea is a kiddush. In a case where he goes and he gets engaged to one of them, he doesn't know which one he got engaged to. Sheminich suba v'neim u'stalik, you put the suba down between them and then you're out. Alma nechelku, what exactly is a machlokas? By al shebaal. Interesting. That the machlokas is when they were baal. So clearly it's not going according to this way of understanding. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Miniach Suba B'neim Mistalik, you put them down, you run. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ad Sheyishal Mekolecha V'achas, Achas V'achas, you can pay each one of them. And Lo Nechlo, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva, Al Shalokach Mekach, Mechamisha B'nei Adam, Ve'in Yodea Me'ezam Eham Lokach, that's not the machlokas. Sheminiach D'mei Mekach B'neim Mistalik, you put down the money and you go. Lo Nechlo, El Shagazal Chamish, the machlokas only when they stole from five. Sham Rabbi Tarfon, Miniach Zeel B'nei Mistalik, you put it down, you run. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ad Shisham Zeel L'Kol Echad V'Yachad. Now that one does work, but the first statement didn't. Mitakam Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar, B'kiddush V'Lokach Lo Pligi. From the fact that we see that Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar says B'kiddush V'Lokach Lo Pligi, they're not arguing in the case of kiddush and lokach. Mechlal the Tanakama Sava Pligi, must be that the Tanakama holds that they do argue in such a case. In the case where there's no actual wrongdoing, but he just forgot what's going on over there, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva actually argue. But in the case of where he stole or where he was baal, where there's something, some sort of wrongdoing happening, we say even Rabbi Tarfon would be maskim that he has to pay each one of them money. Now, who is our Mishnah? I Tanakama, listening Kiddush v'Lokach. Then it should have said the lashon of Kiddush and Lokach. Not in the case where Gazal we stole. And here, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, listening Baal v'Gazal. Let it say Baal v'Gazal, but not in the case where it was Kiddush. So there's going to be one off, and either way, you're going to be learning over there. Says Gemara, Le'olam Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Really, our mission is going to come to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who says that what? That the machlokas is only in the case where there was some sort of wrongdoing happening. Why Kiddush? So why did you use lashon of Kiddush? It means Kiddush bebia is mekadesh bebia, which we know is a problemo. And now we say, why did you teach one? Tana Kiddush lodiach hakocho de Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon Elazar was going and taught this case of Kiddush through bia to tell you the koach of Rabbi Akiva. The afa gavdi sur de rabbanon avad kanes. Even though it's in the sur de rabbanon that he went over, still, right, because you said not to be mekadesh bebia, still, he has to go ahead and get a kenas. Tana gazel, and what I say gazel, adicha kochad rabbi tarfan. Now what? Tell the kochad rabbi tarfan, the afal gav, the isur daraisa of ad lo kanas. Even the guy's over in isur daraisa, there is no kenas over here. We don't make him pay each one of them. Zook the next submission. A deadly vacation again. There's a woman and her husband and her child. They go again. They go and they travel. She comes back. He goes, my husband died and then my son died. And therefore, the husband died first and then the son died. What does that mean? That she's allowed to go to marry anyone. She doesn't have to marry her yibam. There's no yibam over here. Because she had a child at the time that he died. So Ne'amenes, we believe her. Meis b'niva chakach meis b'ayli. What happens if she says that my son died and then my husband died? In such a case, Eino Ne'amenes, we do not believe her. Remember, this case is different than the previous one. The previous case that we discussed was similar to this, is we didn't know they had a kid in the first place. Here, we're talking about that we know that she had a kid when she left. So in such a case, Eino Ne'amenes, she's not believed, and we don't let her go ahead and get married. Rashi says, Eino Ne'amenes, li ziyabim lo, v'choshin l'divarea, da'afka nafsha mi'cheska, she made herself into a spitz piece of Isser over here, and therefore she has to get chalitza in order to go. So what happens is, when you say, meis b'ni, my son died, v'chakach meis b'ayli, and then my husband died, so, inu ne'amenes, but we're still choshin l'dvera, or choshes for her words, and therefore she has to go out and do chalitza. Chalitza is v'lo misabemes. What happens, like the case we brought before, she goes, she said she went in with her husband across the oceans, and they went on some trip, and then she had no kid, but then she ended up having a kid. She says, first my son died, and then my husband died, and she believes, like we said before, but she says, my husband died, and then my son died, and she's not believed, because the chazakah was she went without this kid. But Rechosh is for her words, therefore, she has to do chalitza, she's not allowed to do yibam. What happened if she goes with her husband? They go, you know, across the oceans, and she comes back and she says, oh, you should know that in the meantime, my husband ended up having a brother over there. Rashi points out the mother-in-law was on the trip with them, and the mother-in-law ended up having a kid. There's no yavim. So what happens is, at the time that she left, the chazaka is that she has no yavim. Now she's saying that she has one. Amra meis, if she says, meis b'ayli v'chakach meis yavami, first my husband died, then yavami died, yavami v'chakach b'ayli, and therefore she's saying that she's not to marry anyone, or she says, yavami v'chakach b'ayli, no, my yavim died first, and then my husband died, which means... The first case, the reason why she's allowed to marry out is because she's saying we believe her is because she's saying that he died. He's dead, and therefore there's no Yavim to actually marry. If it says Yavami v'chakach b'ayli, first my Yavim died, and then my husband died, and then she would believe her also. There was a chazaka when she left, she didn't have this person in the first place, wasn't alive, so therefore we believe it. Oh, but if she and her husband and her brother-in-law went overseas, Amar meis b'ayli v'chakach yavami, she said, first my husband died, which means she's chayv to Yavim, and then Yavim died. Then, therefore, I'm allowed to marry out, or Yavami v'chakach b'ayli, or my Yavam died first, and then my husband died, again, I'm allowed to marry out. Ein an amenis, we don't believe her. She'ena ishen amenis lomar meis Yavami shetinase. A woman, we do not believe her to say, my Yavam died, in order that she can now go ahead and get married. V'lo meisa achosa shetikanase lebeso. And she's also allowed to say, oh, my sister died, right, in order that she can go and be with her husband, the sister's husband. We know that halacha is a man can't marry sisters, but if a man is married to a woman, the woman dies, he's allowed to marry the sister now. So we don't believe it and say, oh, my sister died, I cannot marry. And a man is not believed to say that my brother died, so now he can go and do yibam with the wife. And he can't say that his wife died so that he can now marry her sister. Too many negiyas going on over here. Zok the Gemara, frak the Gemara, boy mini Rav Amir of Nachman, hamazaka get liishto b'mkom yavam mahu. Let's say a person goes, he's on his deathbed, he wants to make sure his wife doesn't have to get stuck with his brother. So Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven's married to a girl named Rachel, and they have no kids. So what does he do? He sets up a person that's going to be taking the get for his wife. She doesn't have to do yavam. What's the halacha? Hamazakah get liishto b'mkom yavam mahu. What will be the halacha? Rashi says, spell it out. She'asa shaliach, l'kabel v'zika la'yidei shaliach, she'skar shemei achsha, from now. B'mkom yavam, שיש לו אח ונזכר ולפוטר האמת, שהוא רוצה פטר פעם, זה שלום מקום יבם, והוא בא לגרש פשיטה לן דלא מגרשה עד שתגיע לידה. The ain chavin la'adam shalo b'fanav. We know that you can't go ahead and just stop divorce her like that to mess her up because you're not allowed to go and be, you can't mess a person up. The question is this called the schus? Right? Elo hacha miyamin z'chus ilo, is it the schus for her that he's doing this so she doesn't have to be stuck with her brother? Kevin d'sanyalei z'chus ula. Do we say maybe she hates the yavam, she doesn't want to be stuck to him and therefore it's a z'chus? V'zachan la'adam shalo b'fanav. V'odilma kevin d'zinnan d'rachmalei. Sometimes maybe she actually likes the guy. She wants to, therefore, chovula, it's a chov for her. And therefore, it shouldn't work. Ve'ein chov and adam shlob b'fanav. And therefore, this shouldn't be working over here. As Gemara, Amalei, Tanina, what do you mean? We learned in the Mishnah. Mishnah comes and tells us. Ve'choshishin l'devareha. This is what we learned in our very Mishnah, that we are choshish for her words. Meaning to say, we don't believe her in order to change where she's holding, but we do believe her words enough that now she has to get chalitza. V'choletza v'lom yisabem. She has to do chalitza and not yibam. So you see that there are people out there that actually would hate the guy, and therefore since they would hate the yavam, they want to lie in a way so she's not chayef to go and marry. And there's also going to be, you know, this women who actually love the yavam and want to lie in order to actually marry him. So therefore, if you have this guy who's dying and they have no kids and he gives it through this third party to go to get it first, she doesn't have to do it. She's going to be usher. But even though she's going to be usher, she's still going to be chayef to do chalitza because we're stuck both ways. Another question, Amar Ravina L'Rav, HaMazaka get leashed of him, come kitata ma'u. What happens if a person's mazaka get to his wife in a place of fights when they're already, you know, things are not going well? Okay, but it's like kitata ba'day, since they're in the midst of fighting, z'chosula is considered z'chos for her because she wants to be out of this ridiculous marriage. Odoma, maybe nicha d'gufa adifla. Maybe it's better because just being married itself is worth it. Maybe it's not good, the whole matzav is really not a good matzav. But it's something that we say that you'd rather go ahead to be in a matzah where together. Tashma, let's try to figure this out. Dama Rish Lakish, Tav L'Mesav Tandu, L'Mesav Armelo. We know that we learned this in Gemara, Kiddushan also, and seeing Suvis, as the old saying goes, it's better to live with two than it is to live by yourself. That's what a woman would rather be married and be with someone than to be by herself. Rashi says that Gufim Shtayim Kol Dehu Baal. Right, that's the thing. So therefore, it's considered it's not a tzchus. Abaye Amar de shum shemana Hashem Yazor. The shum shemana gavra. Rashi explains is short like an ant. You have a woman who's married to a guy and he's very short. Korsei be charasa ramala puts a chair by women that are free. Rashi explains what that means is that mechazekes atzmak in nesua, she feels good about herself. Look at me, I'm married. V'nosenes kisa, eitzel chashuvas choros haaretz, by invexu chashuv woman. I'm married, you're married, we're all married. If Papa Amar, the nafsa gavra, let's say a woman who has a husband, what he does is he's a wool comber. That says umnoso meusa, it's a really disgusting type of thing. Of benape semer, he combs wool. Tikre besefe bava v'tesiv. She'll call him to the front of the house and sit with him. She's excited. She's married. She likes to show it off. It's a good thing. Ravashi Amar Rashi says, the kulsa gavra, let's say a woman whose husband is, as Rashi puts it, shemetz pasul mishpacha. He doesn't got great yichos. Lo baya talpche lekidra. She won't even ask him to go buy lentils at the store, meaning to say that she doesn't want to, she's very happy just to be married with him. And even though this guy doesn't have a great lineage, she wants to be married and stay together. Oh, beautiful. Now we end off with a very strange idea over here. And you know, Tana, we were taught, V'kulan mizanos v'tolos v'balein. And you know why they're okay being married to these people? Because all of them are now able to be mizane with under the nose of their husbands. Rashi Suvis comes and explains that they're able to go ahead and be involved with the hanky-panky. And then they can go and say, oh, you know, they're getting money from their husbands. Everything's working out great. And when they get pregnant, they say, yeah, it's fine. It's from my husband. That's where it's coming from. In any event, we seem to be saying that it's zaken and it's not chavin. It's a good thing for them to be married. Even seemingly to be saying that even if there's some sort of fight or whatever that's going on, still it wouldn't be a good thing to get it and therefore it wouldn't work. Hajar alacha, isha, shalom. You know what a minhag is? Once you said, hajar alacha, let's do it. Kuf yudal mabiz. The Mishnah comes over there and says that isha shalom, he by lilim yitzayam, a woman who goes, and she goes to yitzayam, shalom, beino lebeina, etc. We yotze, my friends, we're going to stop over here, picking up tomorrow with the last perek of Meseches Yevamos. Until then, I wish all y'all a great, great day.